Hi guys, welcome back to Journey of Jennifer. I may sound a little different this week because I have a cold. It just started, so hopefully I don't start choking midway. But being this week is Mother's Day, I wanted to make a special podcast for some moms who inspire me or I just appreciate. So let me get started. The first mom that I want to talk about is Karen from KK and Baby J. She is a really great mom. I've been watching her vlogs, maybe since Jackson was born. Jackson's her first child. And honestly, I have so much appreciation for her. Like, I have so much respect for her. I don't know how to describe it, but, like, she loves doing what she does. She puts so much effort into it, and she also doesn't give a crap with any... She doesn't take crap from anyone, and I'm kind of learning to do that myself, and, you know, she's just so great at what she does, and she and Qua put out these vlogs every day, and... You know, she's such a great mom to her children. And so I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day, Karen. If you listen to this, which you probably won't, but if any of you guys don't know who KK and Baby J are, they're vloggers on YouTube. So go check them out. But they're very sweet, you know, people. And honestly, they mean so much to me. I've been watching them for so long, and I listened to their podcast, and seriously, just go check them out. I don't want to keep this too long, because last week, it was like 15 minutes or something like that, so I'm gonna try to cut this down to like maybe 10 minutes. Another person is actually somebody who I'm very close with. It's my cousin. She's actually a new mom. She just became a mom last month for the first time. Laura, this is for you if you listen to this. So I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to you, because I know you're probably very tired lately, it's a new world, but so happy Mother's Day. And also, I just wanted to say that it was very sweet that the first baby I ever got to hold in my life was your daughter. So it was very emotional for me, but I'm pretty sure that it's been a very emotional ride for you the last few weeks and whatever else is to come. Somebody else who has really touched my heart lately is this woman named Jade, and I found her through Instagram because people were sharing her story about her daughter who passed away last month. Her Instagram is London's Mama Forever, and her daughter passed away 2 days before my birthday, and I was praying for her daughter as so many other people were. She has two other kids as well, and it's just, I can't imagine losing your child, and especially when your child is so young. But no mother should have to lose their child, just under the circumstances. No mother should have to watch their child, you know, pass away. And Jade, I'm very sorry for your loss, because, like I said, I can't imagine that. My grandma lost her son before, you know, before she passed away, so I know it's not the same situation, but, you know, I was always praying for London from the very beginning, and I'm so glad that I came across you, because, you know, you've given me so much faith, you know, and all the signs you've gotten from London, ever since she's passed, you know, really gives me hope for you. And I hope that, you know, you continue to stay strong, and I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day, and I really will be, I'm getting a little choked up. Okay. So, like I said, have a wonderful Mother's Day, and I'll continue praying for you forever. Okay, so let me continue with the next person. The next person I want to talk about is my mom, which I can't not talk about my mom in this if it's Mother's Day podcast, because that would be insensitive. So my mom is my best friend, and it sounds like I'm saying Bob, but I'm saying mom. So my mom is my best friend, and I also have a tattoo for her. Not that that matters, but she is one in a million of moms. So I just want to make this last post like an extra special shout out to her, because she like puts everybody else first before her. And I mean, a lot of moms do that, but you know, when it's your own mom, it's extra special, because you know, you have a special bond with her. And it's, you know, Mother's Day only comes once a year, obviously. But I feel like I'm ranting on, and I'll probably wind up making a post for my mom on Mother's Day. But I just wanted to leave it as that with the moms. Like, those were just some moms that, you know, I have an extra space in my heart for. And, okay, I'm, like, ranting on, and it's, like, random, but, yes. So, not that any other moms are not great, because all moms are wonderful, just, yeah. But, oh, especially a shout-out to Meghan Markle. You know, not that she'd listen to this in a billion years, but she just had her baby, and they just named him Archie, and I think it's a very cute name. But anyways, happy Mother's Day, whether you're listening to this early or late, or whenever you're listening to this, and even if you're not a mom, happy future Mother's Day to you. Okay, I'm gonna end this now. So, again, happy Mother's Day. Goodbye.